So there's a story, and I think this lady is in Florida. Yeah, she's up by Jacksonville. I was just reading about it. It's a 43-year-old woman. She was arrested for, and it happened at a gas station. She was arrested in a car at a gas station. She was arrested for making out with a 14-year-old boy. She's 43.
That's all they were doing was kissing?
That's what it says.
Was anybody in a state of undress?
No.
Then why'd they get locked up?
She got locked up for lewd and lascivious conduct.
Why?
And is being held on $15,000 bond.
That don't make no sense.
Yep.
They were just kissing, right?
Well, that's what I'm wondering is at what point it becomes lewd and lascivious. Because if a 43-year-old woman kisses a boy who could be her son, right? Kiss on the cheek, nobody even looks twice. Kiss on the lips, yeah, you might notice. Lingers kissing on the lips, you definitely would notice. Jamming her tongue down his throat, everybody notices. You know, if it's there, your radar goes off. And you're like, whoa.
They were in their car. They were in a car.
Right.
Not his car, obviously. He's 14.
Right. Her car at the Circle K.
Okay.
And the store clerk observed the teen and Weldon, quote, passionately kissing. The incident was reported to authorities by a grandmother, so a different person than the store clerk who I guess saw it as well. So an arrest warrant was issued for her, and she was arrested, and she's being held on $15,000 bond. I mean, that's no joke.
Let me guess, she's married and has children and everything else.
It does not give her further details, but...
I mean, I guess it's not.
She was only making out with a 14-year-old. No, a guy, 43-year-old guy, making out with a 14-year-old girl at the gas station.
Creepy.
Everybody's alarm bells go off.
Lock him up, right?
As soon as he lingers too long, that's creepy.
I guess.
But her, it's got to be the same, right?
I guess that's the rule. I don't know.
And by passionately kissing, I assume. Oof. He's talking about going.
I mean, there had to be. I mean, she's not stopping there. She's 40-something. She's not stopping.
Well, I mean, there's...
No way.
There's no... I mean, they're parked in a car in front of a gas station. Maybe it just got... They're really not, like, behind the gas station or anything.
Did they interview the kid? What did the kid say?
No, the kid's not in the news at all. Not even his name. You know, well, just a 14-year-old boy.
They'll never put his name in there, but if the kid admitted to sexual relations with the woman, then I can see it moving forward.
No, nothing from the kid in this article at all. It's all, and not even a quote from the woman. It's just a report of the story that they were making out. And it's lewd and lascivious. Which, I think your gut would say that if you saw it. If a 43-year-old woman's French kissing a 14-year-old boy. Guy. Mm. Whatever you want to call it. It rose to the level of $15,000 bond. So that's pretty serious.
Like, why would she want to, though? Because they don't know how to kiss. At 14, he doesn't know what he's doing. Like, it's all sloppy awkward. And wet and, yeah, and he doesn't know where his tongue's at, and he's all confused.
I don't know. I don't know why anybody wants. I don't understand why any guy, grown man, wants to get involved, even with it. Like, I would never want to get myself into a situation where I was in bed with a 20-year-old.
No.
Because I don't want to hear it.
Like,
I don't
mean?
Want you to. I do not want. I have nothing in common with the 20-year-old
right,
girl.
Right. That's
zero.
What I was saying.
Well, if you're
nothing.
Banging, you have parts in common, and then
it doesn't matter. At some point, someone's going to try to speak.
You're like from a different world.
You know, at some point, someone's going to try to talk, and I don't even. I have nothing. That's therefore I don't understand why a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
He may not even gone through puberty. See, to me, that's a victim. 16, 17, not a victim. 14, I can see it being like, okay, now that I get.
As long as they're into puberty, you say less of a victim?
Here's the thing. I think a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old is looking to get laid. 14 is a really good chance of it, but I kind of feel like they're not mature enough to go at it. A 16 or 17-year-old, that's all they're thinking about.
I mean, they're a little more mature, but they're not. That doesn't mean they're mature enough.
Right.
You know
at 14,
I mean?
Like, are you self-loving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
I'm planning my day around it.
I mean,
some things never change.
I mean, if he's doing that, then he's at least curious. Because at 14, I thought maybe that might be a little too young to self-love. But if he's already doing that, then he's at least, you know, he's not completely clueless about what's going on with his body.
Right. That's when you start to figure out how your parts work. It's the weirdest thing. That whole process of, like, you get excited, and then next thing you know, you're like, well, what if I do this? Yeah. And then you do this, you're like, oh, this feels good, and you don't really stop. And then all of a sudden, the big thing happens at the end. You're like, wait a minute. What just happened here?
Did you freak out when it happened to you? Were you like, oh, my God, what just happened?
I remember saying, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then I just...
I remember thinking something went horribly wrong.
No, I don't remember horribly wrong. I remember saying...
But then 10 minutes later, it was fine.
Right. I remember just being like, what just happened? And I kind of, you know, you clean yourself up and you're like... All right, let me see if I can do that again.
Oh, my God.
And then you don't stop.
This is true.
But why didn't anybody tell you this is what you do? Like, how come everybody's clueless?
32 years later, boom, I'm still going.
Going strong.
Tired of it yet.
Still going.
Now, will you tell your son, don't be freaked out if this happens? You know what I mean? Like, you at least have to tell people.
Nobody told me about masturbation.
And so?
But why
nobody
not?
Will, told me, so. Or will not tell your son?
I mean, if I start... You know, seeing crusty socks, I might have it.
Oh, so you're going to let him experience it first and then tell him?
Nobody told me about it.
But does it?
Well, that's why I was asking.
Do you have to tell a kid about masturbation?
Yes, so that they understand. Nothing's
wrong. No. You let them figure it out themselves.
Yeah, that when you figure out your plumbing on your own.
Yeah.
You don't want to let them think that something's gone horribly wrong. You want them just to be assured it's natural, it's cool.
Well, we all live through, oh my God, what just happened?
Once you know about it, you can tell them. Like, once you know, if you know they're doing it, I'm not going to say, you know, if he's not doing it, at 13, you know, 12 or 13 years old, I'm not going to be like, yo, you got to give this a shot.
You're not going to believe what this kid's doing.
Yeah. Here, close the door.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Daddy's going to show you how to do it.
Oh, no.
Here's that. That's so weird.
That's not how you do it. That's the way he said, here, close the door.
That's not the right way?
No, that's not.
Okay, I'm glad I found out.
It may be go on the other side of the door. Here's daddy's lube. Chuck it at
him.
And rub it on your thing and watch what happens.
Oh,
don't.
God.
You'll know when to stop. You know?
Just got to make sure he knows. It's totally natural and everybody, it's not like he's a weirdo.
Once you know they're doing you know they're doing it, I can see going in and having the conversation if you feel like it needs to be had.
Because you don't want to talk to him like a year earlier than you have to.
Right.
And be like, encourage him to start earlier.
Right. Right.
Bad enough. I can't imagine.
I don't know why it's like a guy code for nobody to tell anybody. Like, I just feel like maybe you should just say something.
It's more or less afterwards.
I had this conversation.
Girl code. Girls don't talk about it that much. Like out in the open, right?
This conversation with somebody not too long ago. When I was in high school and college, you did not talk about masturbation because it just meant you couldn't get laid. You didn't.
Oh,
now
nobody talked about it.
Now they talk about it all over the place. Like I've been, you know, soccer practice. I heard kids on my team talking
Serious?
About it. I'm like, yeah, not this team, not Joseph's team. No, the last team that I coached at that 14 time.
14-year-olds or whatever, 15-year-olds.
Actually, the team before that, they were probably. By the time I stopped coaching, they were 17 and 18. But I remember them. I remember hearing them talk. I didn't get involved in the conversation, but I remember hearing them talk. And like, wow, we didn't talk about it because it meant you couldn't get laid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or that's what I mean. That there was a stigma to it, I guess.
Absolutely,
I don't know.
There was.
But we didn't talk about it.
But even though everybody was doing it, like everybody was. So
because you don't really know that. We didn't really know that.
Nobody talked about it.
It wasn't that. Again, I didn't get the masturbation speech. I got the heavy petting speech, which is horrific.
Yeah, right.
Fantastic.
I would have much rather have traded that in for my dad going, everybody touches himself.
Yeah, nobody really uses that phrase anymore, heavy petting.
Thank God. It's horrific.
Or petting.
If you're a parent of a person, of a kid that age, don't ever say the word heavy petting. Don't do it.
What should they say?
I don't know. It's not my problem. Just don't say it. Don't do it. I'm telling you, your kid is going to want to jump out of whatever window he's near or she's near. I promise you that.
Heavy petting is great. Phrase.
They will throw themselves out of a moving car.
Yeah. But that was us then. Now it may not be a big deal to say it now because everybody's a little more open about it, like those kids who can talk about it. You're like, you're right. We never... Ever. You never heard anybody talk about it. The M word wasn't even said.
So back to what I was saying earlier about how you just kind of like, you know, you get aroused and then you're like, wow, that's interesting. And then you touch it and then you kind of keep going. Oh, that feels good. And you, is masturbation instinctual? Because again, nobody taught me about it. And I don't remember seeing any videos in school about it.
Right. Nobody taught monkeys, so maybe it is.
Right. You know,
and
you
they're
see,
ridiculous.
You look down, you're like, hey, what's going on here? And then you're like, ooh, that feels good.
accidentally happens.
What if I keep doing this? And
yeah.
If I keep doing this, what if I go a little faster? And at the end, you're like, you know, like a Roman candle goes off. You know?
Yeah.
Right?
But when you start throwing your poo, you know that's not what you're supposed to do. Even though the monkeys don't realize that, but we realize that we're civilized.
So is it? It's not a learned behavior, I guess, huh?
I think it is learned, though, because you don't. You come about it accidentally. Like, it's not something you woke up and said, I feel like I want to do this. It's like, oh, wait, what's that? It kind of happens out of nowhere.
Yeah. But it's like you get to a certain point in your life, an age, where you get excited, and then all of a sudden you just know you're supposed to play with that thing.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't know. When I was 12, and the first time I saw a porno, and I saw a guy get the big O, I thought he was peeing. That was
white
just me.
Pee.
Yeah, I thought it was just white pee. So, and then eventually, like when I was 14, and then, you know, I kind of got it. But
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, you never know when you're a kid. You don't really know what's going on. No way.
I don't know.
I could tell you exactly where I was, the furniture we had, what I used as lube, the whole deal.
Yeah, go ahead, elaborate.
No, you don't. Trust me, you don't want to hear about that.
But then, see, yeah, maybe it isn't. How did you know you needed to have something to make it easier? Like, how did you know to grab lube?
Oh, because I could probably answer that, because you're at a point where you're just kind of like so horny, I guess. You just kind of, I guess, release yourself. So I guess for you, JP, you're just at a point where you're just like, I need to do something, right?
I guess so.
It was built up tension and you didn't, you know.
I don't remember. I just remember where I was and I used suntan lotion.
Are you in the sun?
Why?
Your first time?
Yeah. At least the first time that I remember, I think that was the moment. Wow. And then I remember it being
makes it so complicated.
Like the greatest thing in my life. Yeah. It was phenomenal.
See, that's what I always said. If guys were any good at their jobs, if all guys were good at their jobs, girls would want to have sex as much as guys do. Because once that one feeling comes about and it happens, why would I not want to do that over and over and all the time constantly? It's just that not all girls get to experience that. So
girls' bodies are more difficult to get there than guys. Because some women can't get off by insertion. They can only get off by outside stimulation. Some girls are the opposite. You know, yous are all nuts.
We kind of are, though. It sucks because you guys are simple. It's just you could handle it yourself. It's all on the outside. It's all do this, right. Do this, do this. Do it over and over again, and you're done.
Yeah, you guys need a roadmap.
Yeah, it sucks. But then once that roadmap...
But then there is a buried treasure.
Yes,
once you find
there
it.
Is. It's the best.
Yeah. Yeah, if ours wasn't on the outside, though, we'd figure it out.
Alberto on line 4, right? What's going on, Alberto?
Study. My stepson, you know, he goes to the bathroom a lot, and so I think that I don't know if he's masturbating, but he goes to the bathroom so much that I think he's masturbating. So I tell him, I knock on the door and I tell him, hey, you keep playing with it so much, it's gonna fall off,
Oh no! You're totally embarrassing him.
Yeah, I am, because I do that too.
Hey, it's just your stepson. Don't worry about it.
Really? It's not your real son. If anything goes wrong, you got nothing to worry about. It's not your problem.
Right, exactly.
You don't have to pay for therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
You are messed up.
I messed up so much,
Oh, great.
All right.
Thanks, Alberto.
Tony, you guys are encouraging it? Come
not
on.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wiping.
Hey, Brenda on line 3. Mm-hmm. What's going on, Brenda?
I just have to say, I've never called a radio station before, and this is the most embarrassing thing, but you guys are making me have to say that I had a shark stuffed animal when I was like 13, and I rolled over, and it happened that quick, and I just wish it would nowadays. And I never knew what happened, or I never knew why it happened. Nobody ever talked to me about it, but... I like sharks.
So the first time you just happened to rub against it and something happened that quick?
It was on my bed with all my stuffed animals, and I rolled over on the fin and that quick, yeah.
Did you purposely roll over on that thing, or you rolled over and it happened and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, that quick. And then it's never happened that quick again.
Right.
So it was accidental.
I had somebody tell me they learned that part of their body felt good by sliding down the stairs.
Oh.
Banister?
A woman, yeah.
Oh.
When I was 8 years old, I was such a tomboy, and I was going down the side of a swing set Do you know what I mean? Like shimmying down like the pole of the swing set.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just doing it like I'd done it a million times before or whatever. I was 8 years old. And I'm like, oh. And I just slowed down and took my time all of a sudden. I'm like, this is feeling good.
What the?
And right. I just didn't understand what it was. I just knew it felt really good. But then I didn't like, you know, replicate or anything. I didn't do it again. I just was like, oh, what was that? I don't know.
So it was a special swing set only thing?
Something. I didn't know what that was. But then I didn't, for the first time, like for years after, like I was like 15 or something like that. So I just, you know what I mean? I didn't put two and two together.
Journey to self-discovery.
With a rusty swing set.
Right.
Why was it rusty?
All schoolyard swing sets are rusty.
And a stuffed shark.
102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.